From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Several issue committees pushing for or against proposed ballot initiatives are already raising substantial sums of money. As Benson Berkland reports, the latest campaign finance filings show that voters will likely have a lot of ballot issues to decide in November.
A group that supports the sale of full-strength beer and wine in grocery stores has so far raised $2.7 million. Nearly $500,000 has been raised for a proposal that would allow Colorado to keep taxpayer Bill of Rights refunds and spend the money on schools, transportation, mental health, and services for seniors. Supporters of reforming the congressional redistricting process for political boundaries have brought in about $90,000. Another initiative to open primary elections up to unaffiliated voters and possibly add a presidential primary has raised $600,000. It's too soon to say what will make the ballot, as some measures are awaiting state Supreme Court hearings and others are still gathering signatures that they must turn in on August 8th. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
President Barack Obama is opposing suggestions that the government privatize the Department of Veterans Affairs to help improve health care veterans receive. In an interview with the Colorado Springs Gazette, the president said his administration has made progress modernizing the VA and providing veterans with more timely health care. He said privatizing the agency would delay that progress. The administration came under fire when it was disclosed that secret wait lists were uncovered at a VA health care system in Arizona, amid reports that several veterans had died waiting for health care. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.